Hi, welcome to the first episode of Bloated Guys in the Locker Room. This is your host, JJ Wu. And just a little intro about the show. It's just a bunch of slightly to heavily overweight guys chopping it up, discussing topics about life and the going-ons, and whatever our mind wants to talk about, I guess. Just to talk a little bit about myself, I'm from the Bay Area. I started off at University of Oregon before transferring to Chapman, and it's one of the best decisions I ever made. It's been a fun time. Looking forward to filming more episodes of this podcast and bringing on some friends. First episode, our first guest I'm bringing on is Carl Heckel. Hickel. He's from Alaska. Say hello, Carl.
Hey, how you doing?
Where are you from?
I am from Anchorage, Alaska. Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm from.
Why'd you choose Chapman?
That's a good question. So I am a data analytics major, and I found that Chapman offered more opportunities than my home state does, and both in career and in educational opportunities. So that's why I came down here.
Was it one of your top options?
Sure. Yeah, I could say that. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely an option that I thought that would be optimal. I mean, honestly, I applied to a bunch of schools, and I never really... The only one that I really ranked towards the top was University of Washington, but I sort of was swayed away from it just solely due to the fact that the class sizes were just too big, and I really like Chapman's class sizes a lot more. And, you know, plus it was the added benefit of also being in California.
Have you regretted your decision at all?
I mean, there's definitely semesters where I'm like, oh, why did I come? But, I mean, in the end, other than, like... In regards to everything else, no, I think I've made the right decision to come to Chapman, and that's why I'm a junior here now. I haven't transferred at all, so.
Glad to hear. What do you like to do in your free time?
I guess it really depends. I mean, honestly, it's just varies between hanging out with friends or, you know, doing my own thing, whether that's just going home playing video games or going out to the beach or going with friends either to Disneyland. I have a season pass. I saved up for one, or with some summer money, but
oh, nice.
You know, just doing things like that.
What's your favorite ride?
At Disneyland. Yeah. Actually, you know, I think it's gonna be at California Adventure, which I guess you know is a part of Disneyland to some extent. It's the Incredicoaster. I really like it.
Incredicoaster.
Yeah.
Damn, I miss Tower of Terror.
I hadn't been on the Tower of Terror in a very long time, especially when they did the full remodeling of the Guardians of the Galaxy. So I don't remember it as much, but I can understand someone's nostalgia for it.
Soaring over California? Oh, man.
Yeah.
When the scents and, like, the water would hit your face?
Yeah.
Those are the days. How are the lines?
I mean...
Last time you went.
I mean, it all depends on when you go and, like, what time you go at. I mean, obviously, if you go on, like, a... I think the busiest day for them is actually during the week. It was, like, on a Thursday or something. I don't know why I remember it being that, but I mean, they're long. It's Disneyland. I mean,
that's true.
You just have to expect it to be long.
What's your go-to food at Disneyland? Mine is definitely the corn dog.
Oh man.
And then the late night treat of the churro when the fireworks go off, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that is a tough question. I mean, if I have enough money put to the side, I'll definitely try to sneak my way into the Blue Bayou.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite food, but if I'm going for something cheaper, I mean, I'm probably just going to be snacking anyway, so like I'll go for the popcorn. Even though it's not the best popcorn, it still smells really good when they... If you remember, don't they like, they shoot out like the smells?
Or, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like you're more attracted to it.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to be launching into our first segment. It's called Beef of the Week. It's a segment where the guests and I talk about problems, no matter how big or small we've had during the week. So first one for me is when they don't give you enough protein at Chipotle or Qdoba, and you have to ask for double meat. Listen, I'm not hating on my girl Hester at the AF Qdoba, but the kid needs his protein. And I try to flirt with the workers sometimes just to get bigger portions. But at some point, the charm can only get me so far. So I'll say it now, I'm not that pretty. And I don't hit the key demographics, so I can only keep charging double meat on my mom's credit card for a long time, you know? Carl, what's yours?
I mean, honestly, I was going to agree with you. This happened to me last week on Thursday. I went to Qdoba, and I asked for a bowl, and I asked for, I thought, a reasonable amount of chicken, and I asked if I could, they just put just a little bit more. Honestly, they're pretty, they skim a lot on the portions, but yeah, she wanted to charge me extra.
You feel the same way.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that honestly is one of my biggest beefs of the week. It's funny because I had this conversation with somebody last week. But I mean, man, something that really nags me during the week.
I remember you brought up the fact that your roommate doesn't clean.
Yeah, I mean that's more like a beef of my life, not really a beef of the week. That's an every week kind of thing. You know, it's I'm not gonna put out any names, but it's just one of those things where, you know, I don't know, we just get really complacent and we don't want to clean, and then it just accumulates and accumulates, and a problem that was, you know, just putting away the dishes has now become, we need to vacuum, we need to clean the bathrooms, we need to clean the kitchen counters, and then it eventually just kind of like snowballs, and next thing you know, I'm the only one who's willing to do it all.
Oh, so you're the clean one?
I'm definitely the clean one, yeah.
I feel that. I'm myself, I'm a dirty guy, so I had to deal with my roommate staging an intervention, telling me to clean my stuff, so now I've been a lot better about it. My next beef is when you run out of toilet paper, and this absolutely sucks, and I don't know if it's just me, but I run into this situation more times than I am proud to admit. So where I look over to my left on the toilet, and I just see, like, a, you know, just the plastic, or the, what is it, cardboard?
What
wraps around the toilet paper?
Yeah.
Anyways, there's no toilet paper left, and at no point while I'm doing my business on the toilet do I want to get up, you know, after I'm reading this New York Times article and get this new toilet paper.
Right.
Yeah. So do I just sit there in my own filth, or do I get up right away and, like,
grab this? You know, that is a personal decision.
It's a conundrum.
It is a conundrum. And one that I think only you could answer, and quite frankly, I don't know if for the purposes of this podcast you'd like to answer. But on speaking on a personal basis, I think generally speaking, I have, within reaching distance, something that could probably resemble a toilet paper, whether it be napkins or anything of that nature, or, you know, a roll that is just stored away in a cabinet. But other than that, yeah, no, those are my...
You know how penguins walk? They kind of, like, teeter-totter? That's kind of like
me. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like me with my shorts down when I got toilet paper.
You waddle your way over to wherever you need to go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's something you can do. Sure.
Do you have another beef of the week?
I mean, I don't know. Let's think. What is a beef of the week? No, I mean, honestly, any problems that I guess I ever encounter, I just kind of try to solve them right there and then.
I feel you.
One thing that I just find it to be a nuisance, but it's just a personal thing, is I feel like I burn up so much gas, and I just feel like it's such a burden to go to the gas station.
What kind of car do you drive?
I have a Ford Escape.
Oh, really?
And it's you would think it would get better mileage than it does.
What does it get?
Oh, God. I think it's okay, but it gets like 16 or 17.
Oh, that's about the same as my Jeep. I drive a Jeep Wrangler, and I get like 16 on a good day.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm only commuting, generally speaking, from here and to Chapman Graham. But sometimes I'll go to L.A. or go to Newport. But man, I just find it such a hassle to go out of my way to go fill up gas. And again, that is such a first world problem, but it is a nuisance. So,
yeah, I feel it. All right, well, that's the end of our beef of the week segment. On to our last segment. It's called Throwback of the Week, where we give respect and attention back to something in our childhood that we admire or admonish, maybe. For me, the first one would have to be, you know, the Shrek franchise. Shrek and Shrek 2, don't even get me started. Those were my movies back in the day. I can't think of the song from the first Shrek, but I know Shrek 2, when Shrek turns into Prince Charming, I felt that. As an ugly boy, I felt that, you know? I want my Fiona, so... Hopefully one day. Do you have a throwback of the week?
Did you want your Fiona to convert into a Shrek along with you, or?
Oh, I do not want a Fiona to convert into a Shrek. But good question. But do you have a throwback that you wanna acknowledge? Could be anything from your childhood.
I mean, I guess anything that I guess I can still look back on and
just have that nostalgic have that feeling. Nostalgia,
but also just kind of, it's kind of grown with me. I guess it's just my love for music.
Love for music?
Yeah. I mean, specifically, I was really a big fan of a lot of the early works of Linkin Park.
Of Linkin Park? Of course.
And,
what was that song with Jay-Z?
No, it was Encore.
Or Encore.
But they did a whole album together.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a whole album, but I just think.
Well, I mean, they did a whole album, but then they intermixed their music.
Man, that's like the old, that's every like white boy's favorite band back in the day when they first get into rock, Linkin Park.
Yeah, I was a big fan of their first three albums, and I mean I still listen to them today, and I still highly regard them as some of my favorite albums.
I feel it. What was a show that you used to watch back in the day?
A show that I used to watch. So I didn't have cable.
Oh wow.
Growing up. From when I was, because we did it first.
Keep in mind to my single number of listeners that Carl's from Alaska.
Oh, no, it had nothing to do with accessibility.
Oh, never mind.
I live in a city, so I mean, the thing about it was my mom, specifically my mom, was trying to encourage me to do more physical activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I had a reluctance to do so because I was so attached to watching cable. So eventually my mom just said, you know what, we're getting rid of it, and we'll buy you, like, the shows that you want to watch.
So you didn't have a fat stage. You were pretty skinny and
active. I've always been really skinny. And a small guy.
You lucky guy.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, a little bit of fun fact. I weighed 110 pounds going into my freshman year of high school.
Is that light? Or
that was super
I can't
light.
Tell.
That's super light for me. Yeah.
I can't even remember.
I mean, yeah, it's just really light. And I mean, I'm not a really tall guy, but I mean, I worked out a bunch and yeah.
Damn, that's good. Yeah, I feel that. Well, thank you, Carl, for a great first podcast.
Sorry, for actually to answer your question, what shows did I watch? I really enjoyed SpongeBob.
All right, well, thanks for cutting me off on my ending, but we will talk about that another week. Thank you so much for our first podcast. I hope you enjoyed, to my single number of listeners. And yeah, that's Bloated Guys out.